place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
What up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, coming at you like Cleopatra all day, every day, Wednesday, January 31st. I'm practicing for my HQ trivia hosting position. I want to get an audition so bad to be the HQ trivia host. I can do it. What's going on? It's Louis Boombody coming at you from New York City. We're going to do some fucking trivia, cocksucker, cunt, spick. Chink, I don't know. Guys, don't fire me.
That's people yelling at him from cars as he's hosting.
You can't tell what he is because he kind of looks like John Wayne playing Genghis Khan.
Listen, it's going to be a great show today already. I got a feeling because it's been a while since I've come in like livid and furious, like wanting to set the world on fire. And today's one of those days. Great show planned. Real Ass Podcast. International superstar Zach Amico with me as usual.
Hey, pal.
What up, doggy?
How you doing, man?
Love your Reza Ramon shirt.
Thank you very much.
Reza. Ramon. Razor blades all over his outfit, his uniform, toothpick, fucking greasy gelled hair.
He was just cocaine Irish. Wrestler.
He was Irish. He's not even a fucking... Scott Hall is his real name.
Yeah.
He's not even Hispanic.
He shot a guy point blank in the head outside of a strip club. He's
honorary
Spanish.
Dominican. Yeah. Fine. You know what? I'll give it to him. That's crazy, dude. Like, they didn't give a fuck, dude. Talk about, like... That is another level. How are we not having a Me Too moment like Puerto Ricans just for Razor Ramon's whole character?
Because he was supposed to be Cuban?
That is true.
Yeah. Scarface.
That is actually, you know what? I'm more racist than anything that they did. Look, great show planned today. You know that voice. It is Chris from Brooklyn from the High Society Radio Show.
What up?
What up, Kid Rock? How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Great.
All right?
Yeah. What's up? I got a little sick after the last time I did this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
Because you had the flu and you invited me in to do a podcast.
All right. Did you get the flu?
No, I just got a cold.
So that doesn't count. That's a different source.
I was sick the next day. Must have been.
No, I don't think that works. You'd have to get my specific strain of the flu, which apparently is not like a sniffly coffee. It is just a muscly ache type of flu. Okay, and that's what Kim gave me.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all your fault. Kim Congdon's here, guys. She's back on the
show.
What's up, girl? How you feeling?
I'm good. Yeah.
New Yorker now.
Yep.
This is it. Have you been on the show since you moved here?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's fun. It's good. Well, I was sick the first week with the flu.
And then we fought for the second week.
I got sick
for the third week.
Yeah.
It wasn't looking good.
It was a nice break, actually.
It was a very strange... beginning to you living in New York, I was like, this just isn't going to work out.
No, I think you have to start terribly when you're moving in New York in general. Like, it needs to suck right away, and then you can blend
better. Oh, it crumbled
beneath
me.
Yeah.
I think that's good, though.
It wasn't good at all. But now we're better. Right?
Yeah.
Sort of?
Yes.
I guess we are. So, look, we got a great show planned today. I'm going to get it out of the way, Shannon. I know we don't want to talk about it, and I know we shouldn't talk about it on the show, but I need to get this off my chest, Shannon.
Do what you got to do.
You know, the fucking network is blowing up. Gas Digital Network is on the map officially. 17 shows on the network. It's incredible, okay? Two of the three new shows that we bring onto the network, really three of the four new shows, you know, Giannis Pappas has two shows, which is Marisa and Panos. And no disrespect with Chris DiStefano and Mike Vecchione. Very excited about having these guys on the network. We've been working with Giannis for months producing his show behind the scenes.
6 months,
wow. Put in 6 months. So we bring these guys onto the network, and Giannis and Chris D fucking hit me up like a month ago being like, oh, we also want to do a show together. And me and Ralph are kind of like, we're already bringing all these shows. We can't bring another show on. It's like, why wouldn't you? It's a little weird that you guys are starting this many shows at the same time as it is. But it is what it is. So I offered them, I was like, hey, look, let's produce your show. You know, like, just come in. We'll start producing your show. utilize the facilities, producers. You know, if it starts to grow and you need ad sales, we have that already set up. We have merch already set up. And when we're ready to bring on some more shows, we'll bring on that other show, right? It's a fair deal. I think it's pretty fair. We're already working with their shows, investing time and money into their shows. And I fucking find out from Giannis today that Chris D and Giannis took that show to fucking Riotcast, which is Bobby Kelly's network, and signed a deal with them.
That's utter disrespect.
In my that is the opposite of the name of one of the shows. That is utter disrespect.
Blatant disrespect.
Blatant disrespect.
It's probably a bad time for you, me to tell you that me and Zach are starting a wrestling podcast. We're replacing the Ross Report on Podcast One.
Listen, man, you can do whatever you want to do, but it's a little bit fucking crazy. It takes a lot. We don't do what other podcast networks do. Every other podcast network in the world is a fucking website and a fucking URL. And that's what you get. You get a URL and a microphone and go, hey, have fun, guys. You're on our network. We invest a lot into each show. What we do for our shows is we make it so that our podcasters and comedians and entertainers can come in, walk in, work with a team of producers, have every resource available to them from the technology to, you know, systems in order to make money, merchandise, ad sales. They have everything. All they have to do is come in and create. And it costs money. It's an investment. We pay all of our producers. We pay a base to all of our shows. There's no shows that are on the network that at least don't get a little bit of cash to be on the network as a base, which nobody is fucking doing. Nobody in the industry is doing that, okay? And
you provide a beautiful woman to produce their show.
A dumb whore will sit in the corner of the room and fuck up their show. And I understand that
there
that's probably...
There was one hot girl on Riotcast, and Dave Smith mind-fucked the comedy career out of her.
Listen, it's fine. I'm just saying, I feel like you guys can tweet at me and let me know. If I'm being crazy, let me know. I just feel like we offered everything that Riotcast could possibly offer. They're going to have the studio. They'll have a producer. They'll have everything and more. And they're already working within our network. So now if that show blows up and they put all this effort into that show, I feel like a fucking asshole. Why are we investing into their shows?
That's a good point. And I've said on my show, like, we wouldn't be doing a show anymore if you guys didn't take us on. I was just getting tired of fucking doing it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because you guys had such a great thing going on. And you said that you're like, dude, it's hard because you guys were in a situation where you were, like, sneaking into SiriusXM and doing it in, like, studios that weren't fucking...
I'm trying to get anybody fired, but... Yeah,
no, but I mean, look...
Sometimes we were doing that.
It was a difficult process. Look, here's the thing. Podcasting, you should do it for the right reason. You know, and you guys did it for years. You know, you did it for years. You know, and... What you guys wanted was some sort of change and some sort of like
structure.
You know, what do they call it? Not verification, but some sort of you know, once you need things,
validation
yeah. to say, hey, I'm doing this for the right reason. Is it the same 3,000 people listening? Well, what is changing at this point? So you guys needed to move on and be exposed to this new audience, and it's fucking been great, and we love you guys. I'm not saying that people don't have a right to go fucking do what they want to do. Like, you know, Zach, if you want to go start another podcast elsewhere, that's fine.
Podcast One, me and Zach's wrestling podcast.
But my
replacing the Ross Report this week.
I would always, I'm taking it personally, but it's a little bit frustrating. It's a little frustrating to put time, money, effort into launching these brands. We don't just fucking flip a coin and go, yeah, we'll see what the fuck happens, you know? So that's all I'll say. Shannon, what's happening? What'd you do? Lights all fucked up? Oh, you're too short to move the light?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. You know what, guys? I should move to Riotcast. I should just move the show there. That's all I had to say, Shannon. I'm not saying anything else. How do you feel about Giannis and Christy doing their shows over there?
I'm a little sad because I've been producing all of their new shows on the network, so...
Do you think it's your fault?
I don't know.
We have a scapegoat now.
Just blame it on me.
Yeah. Well, look, let's get into the show. I don't want to spend any more time being a fucking depressed asshole. It's just frustrating, and I had to say it. I had to say it in a public forum, otherwise I'd probably never be able to remember that I'm even angry about it. So, whatever. So, look, great show planned today. Let's get some plugs out of the way, Shannon.
He's instantly so happy.
It's one of these feel-good songs.
It's like when you put music on for a baby in a high chair and they just start kicking their legs.
Yeah. He listens to her more often than you think.
I really do. Atlantis is dope. You can't hit an Atlantis, doggy. Every song, every single was good.
Yeah.
I've been in long car rides with Lewis. I know the 90s Spotify is going on.
Yeah, 90s pop. Rayan. I'm not even doing shit like Alice in Chains or Nirvana. Like, I'm doing, like... Chick tunes.
this Natalie Imbruglia.
Love it, dog bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm
the
a lover.
The girl from the Cranberries.
Yeah, she died too. God rest her soul. God rest her soul. Nigger, that's my favorite part. Instead of saying who would have thought of figures, I say who would have thought a nigger.
Doesn't even make sense.
It's great. Case. You do the black version of the song. Was afraid to swim. Sorry, plugs.
High Society Radio, tomorrow at 8, gasdigitalnetwork.com. The Twitter is at HS.
Not Riotcast.
Definitely not Riotcast. What are we going to do over there? There's no producer. There's a lot more structure here. I'm good on that. Yeah, my Kickstarter's still up for the comic book. A couple more days. Snake Dick, Legend of the Manaconda. Yeah, that's it.
Kimberly.
Yeah, I will be roast battling at the stand February 23rd?
13th.
February 13th for Roastmasters Tournament. And check out my podcast, Stone Science, on iTunes, patreon.com/stonescience. That's it.
Fuck yeah. Zachy?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. And my new movie, Return to Newcomb High, Volume 2, has our Philly premiere on March the 1st at the Trocadero. Very excited. I heard it's a really cool venue. I'm really pumped to be there.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Thursday night. Right before
what
New
time
Jersey.
Is it?
I think 8 o'clock. And then New Jersey Horror Con is all that weekend. So I think we're going right from there to there. So come hang out.
Just do a fucking stand-up show that Friday somewhere there. Or in Jersey or in Philly. Why not, right?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got a month.
Just set it up. Who gives a shit? We'll just set it up.
Yeah.
Guys, got a lot of stuff coming up. GomezComedy.com is a website if you want to check out my dates. Go to the show section. Boston's coming up March 23rd, 24th with Dave Smith. Los Angeles coming up that following week. We're going to be at the Comedy Store doing a stand-up show and a live podcast. I know I'm doing Houston. Me and Dave Smith are doing Houston, I think, in May. I'll get you guys information on that when I got that. But yeah, lots of stuff coming up. Roastmasters every Tuesday night. You guys can get free tickets if you're a fan of this show. Use a promo code RAP at thestandnyc.com, and you guys can come and check out New York City's best roast battlers, which next week we are starting the winter tournament. So 16 of the best battlers in New York City will be competing. Kim Congdon is going to go for her retribution. She got beat.
I did. I blame the flu. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I blame the fucking flu.
That's true. I feel like you would have done better if you didn't have the flu.
I was sick the morning of my roast battle.
Yeah. That's fine, Shannon. That's a good cut. Nobody would have noticed that one, Shannon. No, look, it's fine. What are you going to do? People think that I'm very biased when I'm doing the rankings and the booking of the roast masters. First of all, I don't book the roast masters. I have a person that I've hired that does the booking. Second of all, I don't do the rankings of the roast masters. Mike Harrington does the rankings of the roast masters, and I go, cool, I agree, that's fine. Here's why people have a problem with the rankings. And Zach, you battle, and you watch sports and you watch other competitive things. So maybe
I watched roast masters.
You watch roast masters. Okay, so here's the way that I do the rankings. Okay, we do the top 30. You are ranked off of who you beat. So if you are, let's say you come in and you're, you know, the 25th ranked battler, and you have a 3-5 record, it's a losing record, but you challenge the 5th ranked battler, and that person accepts, and you beat the 5th ranked battler, I don't give a fuck if that battler, if that's their first loss, you're now the 5th ranked battler. Is there any debate about that? People are like, oh, how does a person have an 8-0 record and they're ranked 25th and a person with a 6-5 record is ranked 7th?
Yeah, because it just kind of has to depend on who's battled who, too.
It's who you beat.
Yeah.
It's not
your
record.
You beat all chumps.
Yeah, it's combat sports, right? It's the same.
Yes, the exact same concept. How do they rank other sports? Is it football? Is it ranked off your record every year? It has to be, right?
Yeah, because then you could just pick a bunch of shitty people to beat and be like 12-0 because you picked a bunch of shitty people.
There's plenty of people that are undefeated in a roast battle that I don't know who the fuck they are. They've never battled anybody. They've never done a main event. The 3-round battles are a higher level battle. You're battling guys who have television credits. Who you beat and how much you beat them matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you barely squeak by, you're not going to move up as much. There's little things like that, but it's like people are like, people think I'm like trying to push my friends. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, also, it's not real.
Yeah, that's the only, it's just not real.
Nobody's getting paid, right?
Yeah, well, no, the main events get paid.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'm going to start implementing a undercard battler of the night bonus.
Cool.
Also fake.
This is not real. We're not doing that.
It's something.
Guys, the show doesn't even exist. But yeah.
Just bots.
I'm not trying to fucking. I don't give a shit enough to fake the fucking roast battle rankings for people. It's
well, I don't think people think you're like faking them. I think they just think you're making them up on the fly while you're high.
Well, the first
which is a fair thing.
The first time we did it, it was that. The first time we did it was like shot in the dark. Like, who knows what the fuck happened.
But now you guys are taking it seriously.
Yeah, it's gotten a little bit better. Shannon, what are we competing with today?
In 1865, Congress passed the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery in America.
Boo! Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's a big one, huh? No more slaves?
I think we'd beat that.
We could beat it today.
Yeah sure.
We could get a slave. Mm-hmm. Let's start slavery at gas station.
Yeah, we could literally just beat the amendment.
Yeah, what if we
should get a slave for the show.
What do they call it when you take an amendment back? There's a word for it, right?
No, you have to pass another amendment.
You amend that amendment.
Yeah.
What if we amend
that's
it?
What they did with prohibition.
Dude, 14th Amendment. Slavery is back, bitch.
I think we're far past that.
How many amendments are we at? Shannon?
Idiot.
Hold on. Also, let me know what the 14th Amendment is, because maybe we can just get rid of that one. Slip in slavery is back.
Yeah.
14th
Replace.
Amendment might be prohibition.
Guess who's back? Back again. What's
man,
the 14th
what a
Amendment?
Bad week that was.
It says it's primarily concerned with the details of reintegrating the southern states after the Civil War and defining some of the rights of recently freed slaves.
Fuck it. That one's very vague.
We could definitely beat that one.
We need a hard-lined fucking 14th Amendment, which is slavery is back.
Yeah.
And we'll do it in a fun way.
With conditions.
Conditioner. Get the hair straight. Good hair.
Yeah.
Relax. I get it. Good idea, Kim. That fucking kinky ass hair in my bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're not allowed to leave, but you got that good hair now.
Yeah. It's not bad.
You can tell people you're a quarter Cherokee.
Shannon, people think you're black. On the Believe in Me podcast, you got on the screen finally, and the people are jerking off over the picture, and they're loving it, because you are very hot facially, and but they think
you're
black.
Idiot.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, they
I'm
were like,
black.
Yeah, I know. People think
you
you're black.
You could pass as a half-black chick.
Well, I'm 8% African.
Mm. I see that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we can beat this, guys. We have a great show plan, so I think we're going to be able to beat it. All right, I want to talk about a couple things real quick, guys. It's been kind of a crazy week, just in general. This has been a big news story. And I want to look, I'm known as a guy who defends dudes. I'm one of the last living fucking warriors out there. All right, there's no more guys.
You're basically a men's rights activist.
Mm. No, I wouldn't say
I'm not, because those guys are fucking faggots. They really are, though. I really think those guys stink, right?
Oh, yeah. Anybody who's mad that their foreskin got taken as an infant is kind of a huge
anybody person. Who's an activist in general is a faggot.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, if you define yourself as somebody who's going out...
Fagtivist, that's what I call it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Thank you, Zach. That would be the name if we weren't trying to get sponsors for the show. But, you know, if you kind of... If that's your thing, like, you're out there, like, trying to fucking change the world on Twitter, go fuck yourself, okay? You know, it's fine. That's just the way that I feel about it, okay? Or if you're out there picketing or doing shit like that, I feel like there's I just truly feel like there's more practical ways to get the message across. And the things that I value are, you know, supporting your family and you know, and trying to do right and creating, you know, something positive for yourself and your community. That's the way that I look. And I think you can do more by starting a business or fucking, you know, helping out at a soup kitchen than you can by pretending to be a fucking activist online, right? That's the way that I feel. But...
Or you can start re-enslaving black people, and then you know, then you're really making a change.
If that makes me an activist, then fine. I'm an activist. We're trying to reincorporate slavery on today's show. Shannon?
We're keeping them blacktive.
Blacktivist?
Yeah, blacktivist.
Okay, that's fine. Shannon, will you be our honorary slave for today's show?
Sure.
That's very nice. What was your original name? Because I like Shannon being the name that we gave you.
I feel like...
Kunta Kinte?
Harrington will be here soon. I think you should just use Harrington.
No, he's not black enough.
Oh.
Like, physically, we see you and we're like, all right, you know.
Shannon has her hair dyed neon, too. It's perfect.
Yeah. You're like a slave from Mars.
Such a black chick thing to do, dye your hair in neon color.
Yeah. I almost feel like, Shannon, that 8% came from one of your ancestors raping a slave.
I don't think that's true.
I think you're a product of slave rape. I really do mean that.
No, there's...
Because the way you work is kind of fucked up. Like, you're not happy about the work that you want to do. You're doing it spitefully.
That's not true.
Oh.
Very slave-like in the way that she executes these shows.
Lazy, shiftless.
But you guys control her so much, she kind of likes you.
She really is a house producer. She wrote it down because she knows that's the name of the show.
I thought house producers was one of the benefits of being here over Riotcast.
Yeah. Field producers?
Yeah, your field producers over there.
Dick in the hot box. You see the dimple on the skull?
Oh, shit. Look, I'm just saying, you're probably a product of slave rape, Shannon. I don't even know how we got there. I don't even remember. Oh, that's what I remember now.
13th Amendment.
Scott Baio. This is what this is all about. I swear to God, this is all about Scott Baio. Everything I just said. That's how much ADD I have.
Now that we're getting rid of the Chris D show, you're trying to book him for the show?
Yeah, really. I bet you'd be fucking loyal, Baio.
Yeah.
You know? You know what's going on with Scott Baio?
No.
You know who Scott Baio is?
No.
Charles in Charge?
Charles in Charge. Can you play the theme song?
He was Chachi on Happy Days.
I have no idea. I've heard the name Scott Baio, but I thought he was like a sports center.
No, that makes sense.
Guy or something.
Charles in Charge is the show that I know him from. I never really watched Happy Days. And I've said this about the show Cheers before. I've said this about the show MASH. I think they were all, the production at that time makes me feel icky.
Like the way
the way it looks, MASH and Cheers, the way the video looks, it's grainy and weird. It makes me feel like I'm being molested when I watch it. So when it used to come on, I would just change the channel real quick and hide. Okay. And I never liked it.
I think there's certain shows that were on at time slots in Lewis's childhood where it was just part of the day where he realized his childhood sucked.
Yeah, maybe. There's something that I connect with certain TV shows. Yes.
Well, MASH and Cheers are also things that happen when you're getting molested.
It's MASH and Tears.
Yeah. Listen to me. They bug me, those shows, okay? Happy Days is another one of them. Bugs me. Charles in Charge, now, wasn't a big fan, but I did here and there watch it. So this is the intro to Charles in Charge. Kim, you don't remember this?
I've never seen this in my life.
That was the finger that he used on her, and that's the fist.
Did he molest someone?
Oh, yeah. And I'll show you her. Hold on. We'll show you her in a second when she pulls up. One of the family.
Wait, is the hot blonde one?
Yeah, the 14-year-old.
Is it? Well, no, she became a playmate.
There he is.
Nicole Eggert?
Yeah, Nicole Eggert. Where's she at? Not April Erman. Younger. Hold on.
I'm going to throw this out there. Charles Younger. Charles, trivia. This is the wrong intro to Charles in Charge. They switched families after the first season.
This is not even the right. This isn't. Where's Nicole? Wait, hold on. Pause. Who was Nicole Eggert in this one?
There wasn't a hot chick. They got rid of that whole. They got rid of this whole family.
Was there that character in the family? Was it that other homely looking chick that would have not gotten molested on the set of Charles in Charge?
Probably.
If they would have kept that family, they would have avoided the whole thing.
Mm.
Pull up the other. And also, that's a different song. That's not the song. That's not the person.
Wait, so you're telling me this is a different family than the original show?
Yeah.
No.
That's the first.
That's the original family. They switched families out after the first.
Is that okay? So after the whole first, they switched the whole family out.
Switched the whole family out. They were just like, these people are not testing well, but we still need this.
But they wanted Baio.
For Scott Baio. Yeah.
And they kept the same show, but a different family.
And they kept
Scott Baio just brought the girl he wanted to molest on the show with him.
Yeah. He was
all right. Pull up
like,
the new one. All right, here we go.
He basically just brought in.
Is that the new one? No, it's the same fucking. It's the same family, doggy.
I'm looking.
No. I'm talking about. I'm not calling you, doggy. I'm talking to him.
That's probably.
Yeah, that family looked like the same family. Yeah, I think he might be wrong about this.
I'm definitely not wrong.
Yeah, find out, Shannon. That's the.
Oh.
Wait, is this it? Okay, go.
Yeah, that's a new family.
Well, no, James Widows is there.
Same one. If you look it up, you'll find it.
Yeah, these are all the same fucking people, and it's different seasons, Chris.
I'm telling you, look it up. They changed
Which
families.
Which one did
on Charles
he molest?
Pull up Nicole Eggert on Charles in Charge. She was on Charles in Charge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull up Nicole Eggert on Charles in Charge.
Is he Charles in Charge?
He's Charles.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, and her name was Charge.
Oh, okay. No, that's what he got. Charge.
That's her on the show.
Charles gets charged?
Yeah. In the day, in the night.
She's 14 there?
Is she 14 there? Dude, pull her up at 14.
That's ridiculous.
She's 27.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dog. What am I supposed to say? And here's
She is so beautiful.
He didn't just...
She ended up on Baywatch,
molest her. He dated her. Like, he was 24. Okay, here's the story.
See, that's a whole different family, first of all.
Yeah, it really is.
They
so
all look the
is.
Same.
There she is. All right, so here's the deal. Okay. No, they got a hotter sister. That other chick was homely.
Oh, okay.
There was nobody's trying to finger that other chick.
Okay, all the ratings were like,
Pull up the other chick and compare her to Nicole Eggert to see what the fuck this bitch is doing. She's doing nothing. The other chick is doing nothing.
Let's see.
Either way, here's what happened. Scott Baio, her story, she went on a show, and you can find the interview she did with Megyn Kelly. Actually pull that up while you're finding the other stuff, because we'll do that afterwards. Find the Megyn Kelly interview. And apparently when she's on the show, she's in Scott Baio's car at his house when she's 14. He's 24 years old, okay? But this is, what year is this?
Oh, my God. I hate when you do the year and you take away the year.
What is it, like
90s? Lewis has this molester formula. What is it?
I think 90s.
You knock a year of creepiness off for every decade we go back. So three. So hold on, Nicole.
So she was 17.
Eggert, hold on, she was 17. Nicole.
Oh, she was 17.
She was 14.
Oh.
17 wouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah, well, I'm adding the
years. It wouldn't even be a story for me.
No, 17. I'd be like, let's move on to the next.
Yeah,
I'm adding Nicole Eggert, non creepiness.
Year born.
14's a little.
We got to see what year she was 14 in. Okay, she's 46 now. She was born in 1972. So this is
86.
86. 96. 2006. 2016. 30 years ago. At 3 years by my calculation.
17.
Yeah.
She's a 17-year-old girl.
She was 17?
No, she was 14.
By the
Lewis scale.
Oh, yeah. Lewis. She was a Lewis 17.
She was a Lewis 17.
Oh, it's so gross.
Based off the year. And you get what I'm saying, though.
There's
76.
There's a very simple formula.
Yeah. 60, and then you go back. You know, in the 30s and 40s, it was okay to fuck your 11-year-old cousin. Rock stars were doing that, like, on the norm.
Elvis. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Heroes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I see what you're saying.
Jerry Lee Lewis, also my initials, rearranged.
I'm upset that I'm agreeing with you.
Jerry Lewis? Jerry Lee Lewis. Of course you're agreeing with me, because she's a beautiful...
That's not your initials.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
Jerry starts
There's
with
a G in there.
Shut up,
yeah. Jerk.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jackass.
I thought I didn't get it, so yeah. I was like, okay.
So here's the deal. He starts fingering... Do you have the interview on with Megyn Kelly? Pull it up. I want to hear her say it. It's hotter,
Wait,
when, it's hotter when she describes it.
You're gross.
What?
Now with actress Nicole Eggert, who says her former co-star, Scott Baio, molested her beginning when she was just 14 years old.
The homely sister looks better now.
She denies that allegation. Also joining us is her attorney, Lisa Bloom. Great to see you both.
Thank you.
All right, so let's just get back to the...
Judy Bloom's sister.
You both agree.
Remember Judy Bloom? That's too weird of a reference for an adult man to know.
Are you, just to clarify... Are
you there, God? All these girls are getting molested.
We're not a willing participant in that exchange.
I was a willing participant to an extent. There was a lot of manipulation that went into it. It wasn't a hold me down, rape me kind of situation. Yeah. No, not at all. But I was 17.
Right. Okay. Because when
17.
We hear you on the tape...
Hold on. Pause it for a second.
So then you had 3 years to that. That's 20.
She's an old bitch. She's old. She's...
he was 24.
Take out this old bag. What are we doing? You're Scott Baio. You're getting a 20-year-old?
He was 24.
He was 24. She was 17 when they fucked. He was 14 when they started the sexual relationship, which she's going to go on to describe. Good.
So he waited 3 years to fuck her? That's great.
He's a fucking gentleman. What do you want me to say here? It's 1986. It's 86.
He waited till she was 17 to fuck her?
You wanted to lose your virginity.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
Well, they were working together.
I was in the moment of that, the show, and the vibe of the show, and I just wasn't ready to tell my story. I just wasn't.
Mm-hmm. But were you upset after that incident, or were you fine with it?
Oh, it was upsetting. It wasn't a good experience at all. And
did you initiate it or did he initiate it?
He initiated it.
Because he says you went over to his place and seduced him in any red-blooded American man.
It was at my house, first of all. It was at my house in my spare bedroom. He laid down a towel, and it happened there. So that's the God.
How do you know where your towels were?
Charles in charge of our days and our nights.
By the way, you got to say, Baio knew his business.
Did he bring his own fuck towel over? Why did he...
Well, look, he's taking a couple chairs before he put down a towel. He's not gonna make a mess. Then a nice carpet. What? Gentleman.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Emphasize the word gentle. He's being gentle.
Yeah.
He's a fucking celebrity. She should be.
Wait, did she say she was a virgin there?
At that
time,
yeah,
she's
a virgin.
V-card.
He took her V card, doggy.
Oh, come on, you. Don't want, in the '90s, you don't want your V card taken by
86.
Still, Scott Baio, he was super famous at the time.
No, I know. I'm saying that's even better. Yeah.
Was in charge still being? Was it still on the air?
Yes.
It was still being shot.
It was still being shot.
And is there any doubt in your mind that you were under the age of 18?
No doubt in my mind. And in fact, he didn't treat me well on set after it happened. It was, he was
Welcome
quite
to
meaning
men.
Afterwards. So,
can I ask you, Lisa?
His balls were empty. He's like, yeah, that's you're naming the way men act.
Yeah.
It's like after he was done, he didn't want to cuddle and he wanted to watch TV. So, gotta go.
The age of consent is 18. So, yes. Whether she, quote, wanted to do it or not,
right.
She's not able legally to consent.
Right.
But it was a long, long time ago. So is there a statute of limitations problem?
Pause it for 1 second. Here's the deal. Let me say this as well. Pause it for 1 second.
Of course there's a statute of limitations problem. It was 1986.
Here's my thing, okay? And she's going to get into the very, very sultry tale of him fingering her when she was 14 in a minute. And we're going to listen to that, obviously. Everyone relax. Everyone wait with bated breath for that. Because that's why we're here, okay? But don't sit here like Megyn Kelly with a fucking look on her face like, the legal age of consent is 18. And I mean, what is going on? Like,
I mean, a 24-year-old like, could never fucking.
What did she look like when she was 14? Though?
That we just saw her when she was 14.
That was her when she was 14.
Yeah. When now let me.
She looks 32.
Yeah, she also has that old bitch haircut there. That's not a great picture. Here's the thing. She's a very, very pretty girl. Regardless, right? So you're right. That it goes to beg the question, the old Chappelle bit. How old is 14 really? Because it depends at 14. You said when you were 14, you had big tits and ass, and guys were trying to fuck you when you were 14 because you look like a woman. There's 14-year-old girls that look like little girls, and guys aren't really trying to fuck them. I'm assuming, you know, for the most part, men aren't trying to fuck them, you know? So it's like, I'm not justifying fucking a 14-year-old child. What I'm doing is I'm saying, as a 17-year-old, which is what they're talking about right now, they're going like, oh, like what a, like the serious tone, but just state to state, the legal age of consent varies from like 15 to 17 years old or 18 years old. So if they were a state over from California, it would have been 16.
And it's 17 in New York, right?
Yeah, it's 17 in New York. So why are we pretending that these imaginary lines that go from state to state really fucking matter? It's the moral issue of, are you having sex with a child or not?
Yeah.
And she was not a child.
Well, I feel like just because someone doesn't look like a child doesn't mean they're mentally not a child.
I mean, you're right. At 17, we're all fucking kids, but we're all fucking at 17.
We were all having sex. No, I was mean having 14. Sex. At 14 when she got fingered.
She got fingered. But everyone kind of fingered.
Yeah.
He's a creep for being a 24-year-old guy.
He was 24 when she
when
was 14.
Her.
Yeah.
Well, keep on making.
So then he was 21 when she was 14. Still not good.
No, it's not good at all. It's really not good. I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm not going to put him in the same category as a person who's fucking children. It's a different thing.
I don't know. There's something really creepy about grooming.
I lost my virginity to a 14-year-old girl. We had sex. Yeah. We were doing an adult act. We were still kids, but it wasn't two, like, babies. I had friends who fucked at 9. I had friends who, like, literally they had sex because they were exposed to somewhere and then they fucked their cousin or some neighbor or whatever. It's like, it happens in the hood a lot, right? I have, like, a couple of black and Hispanic friends where they, like,
that shit gets weird.
It gets weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, that's fucking like, you hear that and you go like, that's fucked up. Like, have you been in therapy? Like,
all fairness, a lot of them are cousins.
No, they really are.
Yeah.
That's really true.
Yes. I was being that serious.
100%. And it's just the type of thing where you go, it's like, all right, well, that's just not the same thing. And for Megyn Kelly to sit there with this look on her face, like, oh, you were 17 when he did this, like, come on. The real story here is him fingering her when she was 14. Continue.
That's
a fucked up. That's the thing where you go like, that's a child. That's where 14 is young enough where you go, it's like, even if she looks like a woman, mentally, you're like, just got into high school.
But even like, 16, you're like, okay.
Also, it's the 80s. So
she can drive.
He knows he could probably get away with it.
But once again, it's also, I gotta be honest with you, it does it not mean anything that it's the 80s and that he's also living
14
the
is
life...
just like right pushing the line.
Well,
it's like
it's
right...
also creepier because he was super duper fucking famous at the time and could get like endless whatever 80s puss.
He can't, but let me say this
but
as well.
But he's working with this girl, so that's different. You know how you like get attracted to people you work with, and then you want to like start.
Yeah, but the fact that he started with I think that's the creepy thing. He saw that she was gonna be hot.
Doggy, this
and
guy.
Worked.
It's like living on top of the McDonald's. Like you're gonna smell those fries every day.
I gotta dip them in the milkshake. Trust me. Listen to me. The other thing to consider here is I'm looking at his bio on Wikipedia, and Scott Baio was a child star. You know, he was on Happy Days when he was 16.
Henry Winkler fingered him at 14.
Probably.
And then popped his cherry
at
17.
That's probably exactly what happened.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he was 16, let's see. He played Bugsy Malone in 1976. He was born in 1976. 60. Yeah, I mean, he started acting when he was 16 years old and got casted when he was 16.
Who cast him? That's who fingered him.
Yeah, as Chachi. So he became a fucking child star. Now, you're growing up in the 80s as a child star, teenager, not really hearing the word no, whatever it is. You're on set with this person that you're attracted to, that you maybe have this different relationship with. It's not exactly a fucking neighbor, you know, going across the yard and fingering some little fucking girl on a thing. He was also kind of, he don't really grow. We know this as comedians. I say this all the time. We act like we're 10 years younger. So he was kind of a very, he probably had a very childlike mindset at the time. Being a 23-year-old kid, you know, that's a kid to, for all intents and purposes, right? Still, I look at that as being, I talk to 23-year-old now, it's like I'm talking to a fucking child, okay? Who then has been famous for a really long time, been rich for a really long time, lives on his own, doesn't have any real responsibility, has a different mentality. I don't look at this as being predatory. I look at this as being like, yeah, dude, he probably shouldn't have fucking, he dated this girl. Continue. Kim, you were going to respond. Sorry.
I was just going to say it's like Kylie Jenner and Tyga. Like, nobody cared about that because she was like, she was like 14 when they were dating and he was in his 20s.
That's weird.
And but people were saying like she had grown up in a different lifestyle.
Why aren't people talking about that?
Everybody did talk about it, but a lot of people were like okay with it because she's just like looks so much older.
I think she was no, there's no way.
Wasn't she 14 and he was 20?
There's no way. That's crazy.
A big difference.
I feel like people would really be, that would be like a big deal. 14's really fucking young.
Also, the parents were fine with it. That's probably a big part of it.
What was it? What was their age difference? It was a big
when I was 23, I dated a 17-year-old girl, and I was embarrassed. I felt like a fucking pedophile.
They're 8 years apart. She's 20 right now. He's 28.
When did they start dating, though? That's the thing.
When she was really young.
Yeah. It's a, you know, I know she was fucking, you know. She was younger. I don't think she was that. She hasn't been in that conversation.
Yeah, so she was 14.
What?
And he was 15, 16, 17, 18.
What?
I needed to do it on my fingers, but he was 22.
22, so did he. 22? That's crazy. That's the same exact 22. Story here.
Yeah, and nobody cared.
It's not 86.
But look yeah, at Kylie Jenner. Look famous. At pictures of Kylie Jenner when she was 14. She looks 23.
Let me see Kylie Jenner 14.
Yeah, I know you want to. This hotter is another than, catch is me outside.
She
hotter than,
whatever, dude. Catch me outside, girl. She's a good-looking girl. She deserves what she deserves. She deserves all
and
the success
And Catch Me Outside
gets.
Girl was
she's
talking to a rapper that was, like, in his 20s, too.
Yeah, these girls, like, doggy, here's the truth, all right? I'm not, you can't, I can't justify it.
These girls are old souls with
these are fucking,
big
these are,
titties.
These are big
they're
titty
old
bitches.
Old souls with big titties.
When they're old ladies with two chins, they can go on a talk show also
that's,
and get
that's
a little
Kylie 14,
for
but she wasn't hot then.
I think she started.
After all that surgery, she got hot.
I think this is, like, literally within this year, she started getting hot.
She met Tiger. He was like, "Bitch, you need lips.
This might
you need lips and an ass. This is gross."
Maybe look at her when she was.
Oh, this
15.
When she was dating a white guy when she was normal.
That's her brother.
Whatever. Yeah.
Maybe look her up when she was 15.
What does Tiger look like? Is he hot, Kim? You like black?
Nah, he's not hot.
Yeah, Tiger. Let's see. Yeah, that's fucking gross. Look at that dude.
He's okay.
That's really thuggy.
He's all right.
Kim, shut the fuck up.
He's wearing a Henley. He doesn't even look that.
I try to throw it out to Kim all the time. I do the same thing that girls do, where you know they'll fish for compliments.
See, when she's 15, so she was almost. That's when she started changing.
Yeah,
you can tell.
She's still not hot though. She didn't get hot until she like did. She Kardashianed herself.
Yeah. That's when that was. This was the beginning when like, she started dating him.
That the Nicole Eggert at whatever 15,
Nicole
I'd be
Eggert
like, whoa,
was beautiful.
And then like this
like
girl, I'd be like,
model.
That's a child.
That like, looks like a little. That looks like a little girl who was trying to be.
I'm just
a
saying,
woman.
Like walking past me in the street, what I would like I, that girl walking past me, I'd be like, that's a child.
That also might be because she looks like what women looked like to us when we were kids.
Yeah, that's probably
she's
true
got
as well.
The lady
that's, yeah, when he was like, she's right. Got the old lady haircut. I was like, I think those ladies have just had that haircut since that year.
So yeah, to us, when she was also a woman. When I was watching,
yeah, that's
charge,
true. Yeah. Yeah,
she was a woman.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like she was 14 or 15, but I was like,
she was
eight.
The hot. She was like supposed
was
to be
like,
boning us up.
Oh yeah. My god! Like that chick was like, you remember Step by Step? The one older sister was like 17, the brunette chick. That girl was a goddess. Like when I was fucking 10, I would like Friday night, like holy shit. Topanga, we talked about her last time.
I had friends doing threesomes at 14.
Yeah,
like weird shit.
Yeah, okay, that's weird. Yeah, you're right, but you're right. That's like, let's not pretend that 14-year-old kids are just children, and let's not pretend that, you know, this girl is, like, innocent in this. She said it herself.
But it's also up to the adult to be like, well, you're 14.
I know, but you're not dealing with a real adult. You're dealing with a fucking child star who's
who grew up in the industry.
A person who's never experienced reality.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, come on, man. Michael Jackson fucks kids. We give him a pass.
Have you seen the celebrity rehab couple, the girl that married the guy? She was like 15 and he was like 56. Oh, yeah,
Percy from The Green Mile.
Yeah, that big titty
blonde
chick.
And she's all fucked up on pills in the interview and she's like, we just love. Oh, yeah, she was like 16. Yeah.
She looked like a washed up Playboy man. What's her name?
You almost have to own it. So here's the thing, right? Bayo kept it a secret. This is the problem with Bayo, right? Bayo, if he would have just fucking went around set being like, oh, yeah, look what I'm doing. People would be like, okay, it's just kind of a story from back then.
If Twitter existed, he just tweeted first, hashtag Nicole Eggert.
Pull up the rest of the interview. I want to see what Nicole Eggert says. She continues to tell the story. Look at Megyn Kelly's phony face. Look at this. Oh, my God. You were 8. You were 17.
Criminal repercussions,
so
essentially.
So she definitely has options.
She's thinking about how badly she went to fuck Scott Baio at 14.
And that's why she brought me in. She has a possible civil case because it's a long statute of limitations.
She's not even pretending that she's not going to sue him.
When the sexual abuse occurred, and that's what it is, sexual abuse. As you say, age of consent, bright line, age 18. Mm-hmm. Also in California, the police are taking reports of older stories like this, and within 1 year of a report of child sexual abuse, they can still prosecute. She also may have a defamation cause of action against him for calling her a liar.
You shit on her?
All legal options are on the table at this point.
are you going to
What did he say?
We're discussing what the options are.
He talked about her pussy.
He's asked me to.
Yes. Scott Baio says to you and to your castmate, who I'm going to get to in a second, if you've got a problem, go to the cops. You don't go to social media.
So that he might just get what he wishes for.
But, you know, victims may not want 2 years, 3 years of slogging through the legal system, you know. So those options are available.
Slogging
to her,
is literally the word I describe. When Nicole Eggert does anything now, she's slogging.
Yeah.
Ugh, every time she eats, she's slogging.
Slogging through her fucking trough.
Her thighs are definitely slogging together.
She's fucking gross.
Yeah, look at her jowls.
She's all pissed. Does Scott Baio look good still?
Yeah, of course he does. I'm sure he looks great.
She's furious.
Baio, dude, men age like a fine wine. This bitch is falling apart. Bayo's fucking 12 years older than her now. He's just gorgeous. He's got abs.
I have a video. He has a video on Facebook.
I want to see his response afterwards. Okay. Let's finish what she says.
He was in Arrested Development. He looked all right in that.
I don't know who he is.
That button, blah, blah. You should go to the police. I've gone to the police with another accuser against another high-profile guy. They are very sympathetic, and they are taking these reports. So,
because it doesn't, it may or may not rise to the level of criminality if it happened. But we, you know, we've been having a discussion on this show for a lot of months now about harassment and power imbalance and abuses of power. So, not everything has to be a criminal case in order to be a tragedy,
and
in order to be
boss.
Something for which someone should be held accountable. Again,
this is not a tragedy.
He's not literally her boss. It was the name of the show, you dumb twat.
That was Tony Danza was the boss.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I just want to underscore. We did invite him to come on, and he's still welcome to come on and give his defense live, and where I would question him as I
pause it for 1 second.
You.
How about no?
Yeah. You know what, guys? Scott Baio is welcome to come on this show as well. Yeah. You know what?
He's a coward if he doesn't.
Yeah, but you know, Obama, open invite.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch. Go.
Let's talk about your castmate. I don't know if you all remember that show, Charles in Charge, right? She was amazing, and she had a brother and a sister on the show. And the young man who played your brother, Alex Polinsky, another star of the show who played one of Charles's...
I fucked him after. He smacked me around when he realized I wasn't a virgin.
...played one of the other children, put out this tweet, which he then deleted, but has told us he stands behind. We've spoken to him directly.
He deleted it.
Eggert's
a pig. He is reasserting its substance. Here is how it reads.
Really didn't hold up well.
For 30 years, I've held in the embarrassment and shame of being abused daily on the set of Charles in Charge. I had to watch other children be abused as well. It was devastating, destroyed me personally, and made me an angry person for many years. I'm not embarrassed anymore.
And then he got embarrassed and deleted it.
Again, he stands by the substance of the tweet, which he deleted. However, he says he was not referring to sexual abuse. Did not experience that from...
Oh, yeah, he was just a dork.
Scott Baio.
Got pushed around by Scott Baio, the fucking big man on campus.
Baio made him smell Nicole Eggert's pussy.
Because he was J-O-ing in his trailer to Nicole Eggert. He was like, smell this, bro. That's the only reason he did it.
Ah, I'm kidding, it's my butt. That's a great trick. I never thought about doing that. Like, oh, dude, smell.
You didn't think about doing that when it was in Scary Movie?
It's my butt. Wait, really? Did that?
Yeah,
did that
from the movie Scary Movie.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I've never. Well, I have seen Scary Movie, but I don't remember that from
Doofy?
The movie at all. This is what he does. He pretends a finger girl, and he says,
"No, he's just like, smell this. It's my butt."
Oh, right,
just the same way you delivered it.
That's hilarious. Guys,
Lewis's greatest prank is on par with a retard.
A retard from a Wayans from a spoof movie?
You could just say somebody in a Wayans Brothers movie.
I thought we were celebrating the 13th Amendment today.
No, doggy. I don't like the Wayans brothers either. Don't even get me into them. All right, so finish the interview.
Says he did witness inappropriate cuddling between you and Scott Baio on set. Mm-hmm. Have you been in touch with him, Alexander?
We do keep in touch. A few of us get together, and sometimes we have, like, autograph signing conventions. You know,
for each other? Nobody's there?
Did you ever discuss this, abuse?
We have. In private, we have.
Okay.
And with other castmates as well.
And she has a second witness who's also put a statement up on social media that she also observed the inappropriate behavior on the set, and she remembers Nicole telling her at age 17 about mm-hmm. the sexual incident and how upset Nicole was at the time.
I want to get to Scott Baio's response to Alexander Polinsky, the other castmate who's accused him. First of all, Baio pointed out all minors on the set are supervised at all times. That's what he says.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Okay.
He was a supervisor.
Again says,
yeah. He's in charge.
He's got gone to the cops, not to social media, and this is what his lawyer.
We would supervise these kids inside and out, if you know what I mean. Baio!
Boom!
These false.
You can't call him Baio either, because Bayo's such an awesome name. Baio's the guy who fingers your girlfriend. She got Baio'd.
A regular pattern of making and then deleting outrageous and untrue statements. Can you speak to that, Nicole? Because you put out a tweet and then you deleted some. He put out a tweet. He deleted it.
I know he deleted his because he got really bullied by Scott and Scott's lawyers, and he was frightened. For me,
what a pussy. He never changes,
huh? A couple of them because I just wanted the first tweet to just keep it clean. Once you start getting into like a Twitter war, it just gets messy and ugly, and it's not my favorite social media platform to begin with. And
agreed.
Right? It's a really nasty place to be.
And Twitter is a nasty place to be, and it's a misogynistic place, and that's just a fact.
Yeah, it's
But
it's
I think,
awful.
You know, we've also
no,
seen
it's
in
not.
The last...
Well,
she's just posting Big Jew knows memes on 4chan all day.
It's a place, first of all, Twitter, social media in general, it's just as misogynistic as it is feminist.
Yeah.
Who you're following? What do you want me to say? Like, yeah, if I want to sit there and just follow all feminists, it's who you choose to follow. You could block people. You could block, like, also, you don't have to be on social media. You don't have to be on Twitter. Nicole Eggert, nobody gives a fuck about anything you've done.
No, how's she going to advertise those signings that she goes to? Everybody wants fat Nicole Eggert.
What has she done since this thing?
To Baywatch. Sit there,
to sit there and fuck you, pull her up on Baywatch. To sit there with her lawyer with a straight face and go, like, you know, there's civil repercussions. And it's like, you're not even hiding the fact that you just want to go and take this guy's fucking money. Because you now, after the fact, 30 years later, you go, I don't have a career. You know, this guy. Now, look, he did something creepy. You know, he did something even criminal, I'll say. But it's like, look, the time is fucking past. This isn't, it's not him fucking a child. That's Nicole Eggert? Okay.
Pretty solid.
Good for her. Good for her.
That's her. That's the girl that we've been looking at?
Yeah. She fell
Why?
Apart.
She could, like, her face is still, like, looks good and young.
She's going to work out, doggy.
She's
You
fucking...
should see time.
Ugh.
Mm. So, continue the interview. We're going to wrap this segment up in a few.
Learned a lot in the last few months, right? And one thing is how abuse victims come forward. It's two steps forward, one step back. You're protecting
we come
the
together because
and then you're not. And one day you're strong,
you know,
and then
best song
next
of the
day
80s.
A little less strong. I mean, I think this is a story that we all understand now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he has all this evidence of Nicole saying nice things about him and defending him mm-hmm. and talking about a consensual sexual relationship with him, which is what led. I know that you taped with Dr. Oz, and they decided not to air the program. And
he really went after them legally too.
Well, some people believe that
Dr.
his
Oz got
denial
money,
was
though.
Basis enough to
wants.
Not air your allegations.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're trying to do is give you the opportunity to tell your story, and while giving Scott Baio his proper defense and letting the audience make up their own minds.
Right.
Yeah. There is one other witness who came forward. I just want to mention this,
Buddy
Adam Carl. He worked with you on the set of Charles in Charge in 88. He said, I sat with you while you cried about that abusive
show. What show was Boner on?
Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Buddy, he does Bible Man movies now, where he dresses up as a superhero.
You know what it seems like? It really does seem like Baio is just like a bully, and he was like hot and fucking everyone. And like this guy's like...
You're living in a world of like... It's just, it's different than a 24-year-old guy courting the 14-year-old girl next door. It's different. Can we not admit that there's like a little bit of fucking like.
What if he has downs? Then that guy can do it. He's allowed.
Technically.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the interview anymore because it's kind of droning on. He talks about how he fingered her when she was 14. That's when the sexual relationship started. And yeah, I think it's a real problem. But to sit here and not pretend that she's in some sort of pain 30 years later, and it's this painful memory.
That's how big his fucking Scott Baio cock is,
dude. It's still to this day, she can't walk straight.
She's like, nobody's hit bottom since.
It's also like looking at her and the way she looked when she was 14. Like obviously that she like biologically her body was like she probably started her period. She was like ready to have kids, just set this number on 18 because we were like, this seems okay.
Yeah.
This seems like a good number to
set. It's also not even the number.
But it really should be based on hotness.
Yeah, in a lot of places, it's like when you start your period, that means you're ready to make babies.
No, that's not a lot of places.
That's when you.
That's the age of consent is your period?
Well, when you start your period.
My sister started her period at like 9 or 10.
That's when they cut your clit off.
I started my period when I was 13, but like when you start your period, your body is ready to, like you can have kids then.
Yeah,
that's what that means. So like. Biologically, probably it's just weird that we just set this line at 18.
Yeah,
even though instinctively
it's arbitrary.
It probably feels differently for people.
Look, you got to set the line somewhere. I don't have a problem even setting the line at 18 or whatever it is. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, you're just gonna break the law anyway.
Yeah, what are we gonna do? Yes. Breaking the law. We're smoking weed on camera right now, bitch. I ain't a pussy. I ain't a nerd. You know,
like that other dude. What's that? What's the brother's name again?
It's like it should be a slap on the wrist, though. 14-year-old should be a fucking like a ticket.
No,
$100.
No,
it's
not now.
It's just like it's you have to volunteer to school.
Not now.
Do 6 hours of community service.
Not
you
know? Now.
It's like Demolition Man. It just comes out of the wall. You just wipe the cum off your dick.
I'm just, like it's fucking. It's a little crazy. All right, so let me see Bayo's response. What do you say? Come on, Bayo. Before we get into Bayo's response, I got to talk about one of our incredible new sponsors, which is Beachbody On Demand, incredible online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts personalized to meet your needs. Basically, you can use it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop. You can put it on your TV. You can... it's, I think, 600 different programs, everything from P90X, right. 21 Day Fix, T25, Insanity, which the best shape I've ever been in my entire life. I had fucking abs. I had a full 4.5-pack when I did Insanity. It was incredible. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life. But the thing about the programs like this, which this is why they're so effective, the biggest excuse for not going to the gym is going to the gym, getting there. You know what I'm saying? If you got to drive 20 minutes, 15 minutes, it's a pain in the ass. You know, if it's a cold day, a day like today where it's fucking 22 degrees outside, I just don't feel like walking the extra 6 blocks that it's going to take. Even then, after you get out of the gym, you're all sweaty and you got to go back out into the cold. It sucks. Okay. This is right in your home, hotel room, backyard, whatever you want to do. Most of the programs, you don't need a lot of equipment. There are programs that do have equipment, so if you want to do some strength training as well, there are things that you could do. I know P90X, you need certain equipment for.
I still do some of the – I haven't done it in years, but I still do – occasionally I'll do a couple of the P90X.
Incredible,
they're
dude.
Great. They have, like, good quick ones.
Dude, it's 30, 40 minutes. You're going to be sweating your ass off. You're moving nonstop. If you know anything about exercise science, here's the difference. They have so many different options. You hear the term muscle confusion. That's simply what it is. That's specifically what it is. You get to trick your body. It never gets adapted to any specific program. Try a bunch of different programs. It's super fucking simple to use. You plug it into your TV if you want. You put it on your computer. Also, they have a nutritional program within the platform as well, which is super important. Everyone knows diet is the most important part of everything. So you can sweat your ass off all you want, but if you're not dieting, you're not
going to look good. How real ass is it? Is it very real ass?
Very real ass, doggy. Mm-hmm. They know what's up. You do no sugar. You do no fucking bread. You're going to have some abs. You do a little P90X, no sugar, no bread, doggy.
Yeah, you're going to be killing.
Trust me. You're going to have those little V-cuts. Cam, how much you want to kiss a little V-cuts on a man if he has that little fucking...
I'll kiss some V-cuts.
You know what's up.
Yeah.
When's the last time you did it?
It's been a while.
Kiss V-cuts? Pretty recently.
Listen, you can try the program for free. This is the coolest part of all of it. Right now, take your cell phone out And you get a free trial by texting the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030. That's 303030, the word R-E-A-L. You get full access to the entire platform for free, motherfuckers, free. We're giving it away. 30 days, you're going to look different. Do it for 30 days, you're going to keep the program. I'm telling you right now, all the workouts, all the nutritional information, absolutely free. You just got to text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030, and we will hook you up. All right, let's get in to Bayo.
Talk about some allegations that have made against that have been made against me that are untrue by somebody named Nicole Eggert. The reason I'm doing Facebook Live is because nobody can edit me.
Because I can't get on TV
anymore.
Nobody
can change what I said. These are my words. Ooh. And what I'm telling you is the truth. So I'm going to knock down all these false claims against me. My reputation is being damaged. My family is being put through this, and I'm
church
done.
Bells in the background. That's I'm a done. Good touch.
So,
oh, hold on. Sorry, I have to pray.
You know he's
feeding time.
Methodically and hopefully succinctly, and please be patient, because what I'm being accused of is horrible.
All right, keep it going, buddy.
I'm being accused of inappropriately touching her, Nicole Eggert, when she was a minor. And having sex with her when she was a minor. That's what I'm being accused of. I've had it. In 2007, and if I'm looking down, folks, I have papers here to prove all of this, okay? In 2007, Nicole Eggert did two episodes of my reality show called Scott Bayo Was 45 and Single. Did two episodes. She's been in our home.
Pause it.
My wife.
Look how he fucking plugged his shitty reality show as he's defending himself. It's like
it's now available on Hulu.
On Hulu Plus. If you use the promo code Bayo, you get a free 30-day trial. Yeah.
But he's saying she came on the show.
Yeah, she came on the other show too. Hey. Listen, I don't like this. I don't like already. I don't like this defense.
I'm into it.
I'm a skeptic on all sides. Okay. And people say that I'm
hold on, you're
going to
use this defense eventually when she breaks up with you. Can we just throw that out there? Look, she was on my podcast all the time. How could I have treated her this
way? He's going to have Shannon print the script.
Yes. No, his first thing is very weird to prove, like, he's going to prove that she has no problem with him because 10 years ago she came on a show. I don't like that that's the defense of, like, I didn't inappropriately touch her when I was 14 because.
That's not what you lead with. That's like third or fourth thing.
Yeah,
you just say, and also look, by the way, if
look,
she had a real
been
problem,
in our home of is a big one.
You know, look. Yeah, you're right. That's like the fifth thing. You say, and also an aside, because I just presented all this evidence, the real evidence saying that I'm not a sexual predator. Here's all this evidence, the real stuff, the meat and potatoes. But also as an aside, if she really hated me and was so hurt by me, in 2007 she came on my reality show, so why would she do that? Obviously she's looking for fame. Obviously 10 years later she resurfaces. Another 10 years later she resurfaces. There's a way to do it. He's just a fucking mook.
Like it.
He's a mook. Go ahead, continue.
Completely touching her, Nicole Eggert, when she was a minor. And having sex with her when she was a minor. That's what I'm being accused of. I've had it. In 2007.
I've had all of it.
Here we go.
And if I'm looking down, folks,
pussy,
I have papers here.
Asshole.
To prove
throat.
All this,
mouth.
Okay?
In I came up her nostril once. It was funny.
Nicole Eggert
we
did
both
two
laughed.
Episodes of my reality show called Scott Bayo.
One time she did that thing where she spit my cum out and slurped it back up like it was high C.
What?
She's been in our home.
They later used it in the movie. Big Daddy.
My wife and I. In our home.
In our home.
She was my wife's friend.
Wow.
We had a three-way.
That's interesting now.
Before she was fat.
They look like they would be married now, though.
Yeah. He has the same jowls under his eyes that she has on her cheeks.
Yeah, they look like they're both like in an exhausted marriage.
Good.
In 2017, she started rumors.
2012.
In 2012, she started...
Pause it.
Thank you.
Wait.
That's a chained up 14-year-old.
That's got to be a lawyer.
So, who whispered
this? Looks like he has a lawyer off screen.
Maybe they should have it edited, Scott. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to do this because we're not going to edit it. However, this is going to be really, really difficult to swallow.
Yeah.
I have a person feeding me lines.
That's why hilarious. Did she whisper that?
I mean, because he had the date wrong, and he's trying to get right. That's fine. Look, I'm busting his balls, but it is just idiotic. Yeah. It's just an idiotic moment. Good.
That is good.
2012, she started rumors that I had sex with her when she was a minor. All right? So 17 is illegal, and I'm going to disprove that that happened. So during 2012 and 2013, she was promoting three reality shows. And all of a sudden, these claims came up again about me doing inappropriate things with her. And again, I kept my mouth shut because usually when false claims in the past have been made against me, they just go away. But for some reason, she will not let this one go away.
Don't say
it. Where's the alert? So, hey, Scott, shut the fuck up about the past claims.
Yeah, nobody knows about those.
We had never mentioned that. Scott, maybe we should edit this video.
There's definitely past claims now.
Isn't good. It's not good. Scotty Bombati.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's no matter how many times I've been accused of this.
I beat these claims every time. These bitches ain't got my number. I got their number. Good, go.
I did not respond.
That's why I had to do the reality show to pay off.
Then in November of 2017, a couple of months ago, Nicole Eggert and Alexander Polinsky decided to team up on Twitter and come after me. Alexander was saying some horrible things that I did or alleged, and Nicole was beating the same drum. So my legal team wrote both of them formal letters telling them both and their representatives, if you have a claim, go to the police. There's a special unit there that handles this kind of stuff.
Maybe you've seen their TV show.
Here is the...
the Bayo unit.
Letter to Alexander.
She sucked it.
Here is the letter to Nicole Eggert.
I hope he pulls out the towel that he laid down.
And Nicole.
Please give the dates.
The dates are December 7th,
sounds like an 2017. Amtrak.
And these will also be posted on your social media.
All be posted.
Whoa.
Please stand clear of the closing door. Bing bong.
That's Siri.
Thank you, sweetheart.
What? Now, did he just assault his lawyer?
We told them to
lawyer?
Go to the police. They chose not to.
Yeah.
They chose to go to social media second, with these claims.
Here's the thing, and I understand this as well. This is like a... there's a... this is kind of what Metzger got in trouble for saying. When that whole... what's his name?
Oh.
Adam Glazer thing happened. Metzger went off on rants on Facebook about how women just need to go to the police, need to go to the police. And... I really do believe this. This isn't me just being a fucking homo because my chick's in the room, okay? It's not as easy as just going to the police. There's a certain level of embarrassment. There's a certain level of fear. You know, letting your family know and your, you know, loved ones know, your boyfriend, and letting strangers know. Sometimes you want it to go away. Noam from the Comedy Cellar on his podcast broke this down in a really interesting way. He had one of his employees steal like a lot of money from him, like $30,000 or $40,000, something like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And he caught them doing it, and he went to the police, and it was this process where he was going back to investigators, and he said after a few times going to the police, I was like, you know what? I just wanted it to be done. I want her out of my life. I don't want to fucking look at this bitch again. You know, the damage had been, I was hurt because I trusted this person. It was like I considered like a family member, like stealing from me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, so to make it go away, I was like, fuck prosecuting. Like, fuck this all. I just want to get it out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's something like money. He was like, now on another level, to be physically abused like that, I understand why a woman would maybe just say, fuck it, I just want to get this done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to think about it. I want to relive that experience with some fucking dude that I don't know. But, and you know, people, what women will say is like, oh.
And in all fairness, money to Noam is like a vagina to a 14-year-old
girl.
It's very
true.
It's the most important.
But like to a chick to go in and have to, you know, talk to these guys. But I think there's a way that we could reform that process. You know, I know they have like special
victims. Just tweet
it. No, but if they made...
Hashtag me too. That's what it is.
If they did... this is my idea, right? Why don't they do at police stations, they have like a fucking... like a super duper fucking rape unit, right? Where it's me and Zach. We're naked. They walk in the room, okay? Whoever comes first, me or Zach, we play bad cop. No. What they should do is they should have like...
hood
like,
cop, fat cop?
Yeah. They should have... like legit, like women who are like counselors and maybe that are victims themselves that are very, very sensitive to
that's
that
hot.
And that process. And when they come in, they all just start kissing. Deep kissing.
Maybe we just like leave some pillows around in case they want to, you know.
Who knows what they want to do?
Who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen? These freaky bitches are damaged, you know?
But with bureaucracy, wouldn't that just become like everything else?
Yeah.
Okay. Like some girl would come in crying. It would be some like surly black lady behind the counter. Take a number, honey.
Yeah.
I'm on break.
It really is just in New York City. You're not going to get good service no matter what.
Nope.
Yeah. But no, I think if that was the concept and you had like fucking, it was like women that were in charge of it and you had like victims that were in charge of kind of that process and they, you know, for lack of a better term, but they marketed it where it was known like this is like, you know, I think there's a way to do that and that will alleviate a lot of that issue of going to the police and going through that process if you have the correct type of buffer that's sensitive to it. Because I get it. I completely get that. You know what I'm saying? If it was like, you know, but whatever. Maybe I'm being fucking crazy. Who knows?
No, I've told, look, the police thing, I get that people don't want to do it, but I've told dudes to go to the police. Like, I've been like,
you, I just raped you, bitch. Go to the cops.
Yeah, no, exactly. In prison, I was like, yeah, go ahead. Tell the story. Yeah. No, it's, no, but I've had buddies be like, I don't know what to do. This girl's saying she's going to accuse me of something, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. She's threatening me. I'm like, go to the cops.
Oh, I did that with my ex. My ex beat herself up in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the movie?
Liar, Liar.
No, but that's hilarious.
Fight Club.
She did a Fight Club style. She pretended to be two different people for like 6 years. And it was pretty crazy.
You thought you were having this weird relationship with twins.
Honey, what are you doing?
You got reverse Three's Company.
I'm kicking my own ass.
What's the fucking movie? Fear. Okay. Yeah, Fear. She sort of like fucking hitting herself and scratching herself. And she went out into like the cold and fucking, she's like, she called me up. She's like, I called the cops and I'm going to tell them you beat the shit out of me. And I got scratches all over me. And I was like, I don't know what we're going to do right now. So I called the cops and I called 911. I was like, I got a crazy bitch.
She's and they were like, what color are you? We're on the way.
But I was like, she's out in the cold and she's saying that I beat her up and she's saying she's calling the cops. And I was like, I didn't. And I was like, I just don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
But it makes you look, it's just in that situation, it just makes you look like you're doing the right thing.
Maybe. Or maybe the wrong thing.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? It's just garbage people. Either way, on the either end of those phone lines, there's just garbage people. The cops don't want to deal with any of the people that are on the other end of that phone line. So what they told me was funny, is 911, they were like, we didn't get a call. There's nothing dispatched to you, so she lied. That's what they said to me. She lied. I was like, oh, okay. She's a crazy bitch. She might do. I don't know. Like, so.
Did I say the cops? I meant my cousin Tino.
Should she stay on the line with me? I don't know. I didn't even know how to fucking do it. She threatened to, like, leave my door open and, like, let my dog die. She's like, I'm going to let your dog just go and get hit by a car. It's crazy shit. Crazy shit.
I like her.
Yeah, you really do. It's going to be the end of mine and Kim's relationship. That story right there is going to just happen again. Over and over again. All right, finish what Bayo has to say.
It's a long, it's 12 more minutes.
All right. What is there a synopsis?
No, it's just his. Yeah, no.
Is there a TLDR?
At any point, does he say, "What do you think? I wasn't getting pussy." I'm fucking Scott Baio.
Can you find his like a defense? Like Scott, I'm sure there's a somebody take the paragraph that matters. You know. But here's the thing. There's so many different like factors there. It's like. Yeah, I guess right now, if I'm bothered when I hear that Tyga at 22 was fucking 14-year-old Kylie Jenner. I feel like that's a problem and should have been, like, addressed more. It really wasn't a thing. So, yeah, I feel that way. But 30 years after the fact, she dated him for 3 years. He took her virginity after, like, they basically dated for a while.
Isn't it a little also the parents kind of signing off by letting it happen?
Yeah.
Like with her, Kylie Jenner dating Tyga. Dad, my boyfriend's 22 and black. He's just trying on lingerie in the bathroom. Okay, honey.
Yeah. Well also, that whole family.
It's
just
all
fucking
documented on TV.
Her and Tyga dated for like 5 years after that.
Are they still together or no?
No. She's having a baby by another guy. But
oh, that's
right
by another
after,
guy?
But right after they broke up.
She's a pig.
Right after they
She's
broke up.
She's a pig. What's the guy that she's having a baby by?
That's a
by?
Power move.
What's the but she did it to hurt Kylie him. Who's Kylie having a baby by?
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty?
She did it to hurt him. For sure. Because it's by another rapper.
Some fucking, is he ghetto and gross?
He's like same type of.
There's a new thing with like rappers. Kendrick Lamar started this, looking like a dirty, homeless crackhead. That's a new thing like in rap. Like famous black people are now, they're like the new look is like dirty, nappy headed crackhead with half their head braided.
Now, how come they don't get like accused of cultural appropriation? Because like, that's just hipster shit, right? Like
what, being dirty? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Who's this guy? This guy's better than the other one.
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
This guy's better than the other one.
Yeah, he is.
How long was she with him before she got pregnant by him?
A couple hours.
Dude. How upset is Tyga? Just with a chick for like that long?
What do you mean?
And Kardashian money.
Yeah, but he's got money though. Tyga's...
No, not really.
He doesn't have Kardashian money.
No.
Yeah. That celebrity net worth is bullshit.
She used to buy him cars and stuff.
Yeah, because that's what you, that sounds crazy, but it's actually not that crazy.
They're on two different levels.
That's like sure, but that's the equivalent of fucking her buying him cars is the equivalent of me buying you lunch. It just doesn't matter. It sounds like wow.
It doesn't happen anymore.
He paid for half.
That's so funny.
Tyga's net worth of $2 million. Ooh, that's not good at all.
Yeah, and
net
she's
worth
like,
shit.
And what's
$2 million is not great. $2 million net worth, doggy. That's like
that's probably over.
That's everything. That's two cars and a house.
What's hers? Just hers, not even her family's.
Kylie Jenner.
It's at least like 16, 17, 18.
Net worth. It's just a pair of tits and an ass. $50 million at 20 years old. 50. Nice. Both the youngest Kardashians and Jenners are the youngest high earning celebrities.
Two
this
and
year.
50. They're on two
what
different planets.
What do they make money? What
money.
What does Kylie Jenner make money off of?
Reese's Pepsi.
She
commercial?
Has a really good makeup line.
Kylie Cosmetics.
Yeah, she makes, and it's a really good makeup line.
Yeah, it's like she made the makeup. They just use her fucking stupid cunt name. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. God bless her souls.
Says the person whose initials are on the wall.
But no, I'm just saying, like it's. I can't, I'm not hating. Good for her, but it's like,
how much does the whole Kardashian family have together?
Yeah,
I mean she's got to be a low earner, right? Comparatively,
yeah, 50 time million in the game. Is fucking dope.
Yeah.
I just, it's
one of these sites.
I'm really shallow, dude. I'm shallow.
Yeah, one of the sites says I was worth $6 million.
Yeah,
they took me down to $2 million after I posted that, though.
Good.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Oh, let you so know. You don't get too uppity.
Yeah, you and Tiger are doing well, though. You know, you guys hanging out. Popping bottles.
It says their net worth is around $80 million.
The whole.
Yeah, the Kardashian family.
No so way. That's
no. Possible.
Then she can't have 50.
Kylie's net worth is $50 million, according to Time.com.
Kim's is way more.
Yeah, she had that app made a ton of money, right?
Yeah. Oh, and their clothing line made a lot of money.
$175 million is Kim's net worth.
I really give it to Kim Kardashian. Learning to program at that age.
$175 million really is crazy.
It literally says it. I'm not making it up.
Fucking retarded.
I'm going to show you.
Cool.
I don't know which 8% of her Googles.
She's in black Google.
Shadda, can you start Googling with the other 92%
said,
of you?
At the bottom, it said 333 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems about right for the
that's
family.
That's closer, yeah.
333 million. That's so probably much money.
Happy. Is it crazy that I like I'm just shallow? Like I want to be rich.
Is that shallow or is that just smart?
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to go, "Oh, I want to be rich." You're supposed to be like, "Oh, I want love and happiness."
Oh no.
You could buy that. You could definitely buy happiness
and love.
Yeah.
It's easy to love somebody who's rich. Like if I had somebody just like Kim, like if you just bought me everything, you know, I would love you forever. Like I would never stray from that love. Like why would I if I just had everything kind of like taken care of?
Yeah. It's like Dan Bilzerian without money. That guy's not getting that much pussy.
Yeah. And it's not just pussy. Like women would love him. If you picked one of them as his like chick, she would worship him forever.
Yeah.
And it would be real love. It wouldn't if he cheated on her, she would cry, and if he left her, it would break her heart. You would figure out a way to really turn that into love. Everyone that dates for a few months falls in love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not
no.
True.
Yeah.
No.
People that stay together, after 3 or 4 months, everyone's telling each other they love each other. So it's not really real, necessarily.
That's also
yeah,
not
but
true.
You can, like, love someone and not be in love with them. You can.
You
that's
write
so different.
Fucking shitty cards and
no,
90s?
Seriously.
That's from her diary.
Like how you love a friend. Like how you love a friend or someone or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It stunk.
Or
you
like them as a person you and not love them.
You want to keep,
it's true.
Keep on going with this fucking simpleton thought.
It's true. It's true.
You can like you, love someone.
You
but
just
you
said
can't
you
love,
love everybody you date after now. 2 months. That's not more ridiculous.
Everyone that have you ever dated a chick and after 3 months you guys weren't telling each other you were in love with each other?
Of course not. But Lewis also loves love. Lewis loves hard and he loves fast.
I do love hard and fast. I told you not to tell anybody, Zach.
See,
I kissed you in your mouth and
you
I said
you sound
don't
like
tell
a fucking
this.
Card.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right, fuck it, dude. Put a bow on it. Scott Baio, Real Estate of the Week. Go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You're gonna judge Scott Baio? You know, fucking turn a mirror on yourself, doggies. Turn a mirror on yourself. You know, let Hughes without sin cast the first stone. You know? Who hasn't fingered a 14-year-old?
Nobody.
I definitely dated like a 15-year-old girl when I was like 18 or 19.
That's not that bad. You also weren't 24.
It's still kind of bad. I don't know. Like
18? I don't know. Like I said, if you could have been
when I first moved to New York City, I met a chick who was like 14 years old. She was a fucking cokehead. She was a monster. This girl was a monster.
Oh, she was a cokehead?
Second time I ever did coke was with this girl. She gave it to me. I was like, you're a fucking animal. She had a third nipple.
Nice. Ugh. Just cross that off a list.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Wasn't fun. Yes, I sucked on it.
Yeah, of course you did. I'd suck a nub if I fucked an amputee. Like,
if anybody had a third nipple, I would start sucking on it.
You gotta.
If you had a second dick, I'd have to suck it. I'm not gonna not suck it. Got three balls? Let's do it, baby. All right, real quick. I guess we'll do one more quick one. Go to number two, Shannon. This is from World Star Hip Hop. A bully, I guess. There was a girl with a scalp condition. And she was a wig to school. Go ahead, show the video, Shannon. Pull it up on the big screen when you get a moment. And I'm not a fan of bullying, but, you know, I'm only showing this video to raise awareness.
Of bullying?
Yeah. Okay. So it's out there, guys. Don't do this. Oh, this bully. He pulled her wig off. Aww.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's some dude, too.
Wait, does she have cancer or alopecia?
What does she have? 6-year-old classmate with scalp condition. What's the scalp condition?
Oh, yeah, that's not cancer. I don't care.
Yeah, cancer's a thing you can't fuck with. But even so, being a 16-year-old girl, it's hard.
Yeah.
If you have a fucking thing where you're bald, can you pull up? Is there any more?
Because people aren't getting into like that freak fucking until they're like 19, 20.
Yeah, dude. You'd
be like, oh, I'll fuck a bald chick, whatever.
Yeah, nobody's gone down that path of depravity to be like into like weird alien nation fetish. Remember that show Alien Nation?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine this girl looks like.
Why is her head so spotted? Because of the scalp condition?
What was the... Never mind.
Just wondering why Alien Nation isn't on the screen. But what is what? What was the skin condition or the scalp condition?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have a producer. She's had the notes for hours. You know, that's what I tell her every week. I give her the notes and I say, just, you know, pull up a couple things around and make sure we have them. You know, it's all good. It's not a big deal.
I mean, does it say Alien Nation on these notes?
No, but, you know, Alien Nation should just be, she's got her fingers on the keyboard. But
I was
like,
looking to
Alien
see
Nation,
what the
funny.
Condition was.
I know.
It's not listed.
What? Oh, it's not?
Yeah. It's just a scalp condition. Is there any more? Does she have any more pictures of the girl? This is actually the girl right here. Good, Shannon. Pull it up. There she is, right on the right. And there's the bully on the left. I got her. It's not bad. Remember that show, Alien Nation?
I remember it existing.
Yeah, they were just fucking. I just remember it was weird. Like, they looked like humans, except they had fucked up heads, right? Did they wear wigs?
I don't know the show at all.
It's like Splice.
They were cops, right? Were they just cops that were just like regular cops, but there
were
just aliens?
Pull up
around?
Alien Nation on YouTube. I don't even remember. I just remember they were weird aliens. It was a serious show. It wasn't funny. It wasn't supposed to be like, oh, look at this hilarious fucking show. You see it now with
look
the
these
heads.
Big headed freaks.
Yeah, it reminds me of the show Dinosaurs, like with the fucking family of dinosaurs. Yeah. Like, I'm the baby. That. But no, this was a serious like drama. Like, it was like CSI Miami with aliens.
I feel like I remember this.
Yeah.
Just like an episode, but also
good. Just say, pull it up. We'll watch some of it. Why not?
Morning, Matthews.
Yeah, see? It's just like homicide, but that guy's an alien.
Good morning, Matthews. What the fuck is wrong with your head?
Yeah.
I don't want to bring this up, but thank you again for how you helped Emily. Your head's fucked up.
I think you have a scalp condition. You should probably wear a wig.
It seemed like someone who really identified with
actually, they just look like me.
What it was like to be
the same shape head as Alien Nation. I don't like this.
I knew a man once who was discriminated against when he was young because he was small for his age. Made him different from the others. They always picked on him, chose him last for teams. What?
Nothing.
He's got no ears.
Really appreciate it. Did you get a message?
This is how, this is the difference. I'll pause for a second. This is the difference between men and women, though, and this is the truth.
We need a Gomez type and a MacGyver type. Alien Nation.
We'll do an Alien Nation reboot, me and Zach.
Absolutely.
It's just fucking... but women, like, if this guy was powerful and rich, Alien Nation guy, you could fuck him. You could be attracted to that guy. You could fall in love with that guy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
No ears, fucking you're...
You are!
I'm not even rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like you just fell off your skateboard.
Yeah. Scraped my head.
How much would somebody have to pay you to get those spots tattooed on your head?
Oh, it's awesome. I kind of dig it.
It looked like cauliflower ear on the back of your head. It's like you're doing MMA scalp. Wrong.
Yeah. I want to, I think that's what I should be for Halloween next year. I just got to draw spots on my head. It's like cheetah spots. Easy.
Yeah.
Mm. I always have a lot of lofty plans for Halloween, and then it always.
I mean, that's not too lofty. That's the whole thing. It's like you can just do that.
No. Well, I was trying to be Mr. Clean. We had a whole plan.
You were going to wear a white shirt?
Yep, none of that happened.
You just Mr. Fabuloso? Señor Fabuloso.
Shit, Zach, yeah, I love you. So yeah, it's fucked up. You can't do that to a girl. But kids are bullies, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to justify bullying either, but it's like, you have to...
That doesn't need to be on the news.
Yeah, it's not
news. High school kid is an asshole. How's that fucking newsworthy?
Yeah, I guess they're trying to shame the kid ultimately. You know, like he's gonna now get bullied, but it'll turn into a whole other thing. Like he'll get death threats. You know,
yeah, he'll get more than just bullied. I'm sure nobody would be super hyped about that, even in a high school. You know what I mean? Like if I found out somebody was doing that to a chick, people would like throw stuff at him in a cafeteria.
Yeah. Also, what if what if that chick was like not letting people know that she had that fucked up head?
And he
was just kind of like doing like, hey guys, just so you know,
he's the real news. Yeah, that's fake news.
Yeah, what if he's just like, hey guys, so you know, she's gross.
You're welcome.
Also, there's no context. Maybe she's a terrible person.
Yeah, what if she's a shithead?
Yeah.
What if she's going around using that weird Alien Nation head and fucking with people?
She just tips over wheelchairs.
She like shows up in people's like bedrooms.
She's been reading everyone's
sleeping.
Minds.
Yeah. Bending spoons.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, all right, what are you going to do? That guy should be Real Estate of the Week, too. You know, he's also Real Estate of the Week. Shannon, go ahead.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
All right, we're gonna do some questions, Shannon. Let's do it.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
Shannon, how could they join the conversation?
You can go to gomezcomedy.com in the contact section and send an email to Lewis with real-ass questions in the subject line, or also on Instagram or Twitter, Lewis J. Gomez. You can put it on his Instagram story or tweet him.
All right, thank you very much. This one's from Instagram. This is Sevademic, one of the semifinalists in last year's Battle of the Badass Bands, which is coming back, guys. Battle of the Badass Bands, Legion of Skanks, the month of March. If you guys want to join, you know, if you have any friends that are in a fucking badass band, $600 on the line this year.
What's that up from last year?
$500.
Oh.
It's a big deal, guys. We don't fuck around. Top 32 bands from the world. We'll duke it out on Legion of Skank. So you guys just, I think there's an email address that we're creating for that. Look out for it. Sevademic asks, what do you miss most from your life before you had a son? It's a great question. You guys don't have kids, but I'll go to the rest of the team first. What do you love about life most right now? What do you think is the one thing you love about life the most?
I really don't have anything to do. I can do whatever I want when I wake up most days.
So that's the thing, that your freedom is what you love about life the most. Right. You have a kid that is completely gone. What you know about that in life, that freedom, doing what you want to do when you want to do it, is completely turned upside down. You have to consider raising your fucking child in everything you do, how it's going to affect him or her, how it's going to affect the people around you. You know, it's a that's changed completely. What do you really love most about life, Kim?
I like that I can like pack up and go somewhere. And just,
also the freedom. Yeah, it's the same answer. Yeah, the, so yeah. Guys, the same exact thing.
It's going to be spontaneity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You know, so, you know,
I can just go, and I don't have to even tell anybody if I don't want to.
That's it. You can disappear for 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, I always talk about the freedom of suicide, and that's sort of the same thing. It's a darker way to put it, but it's the freedom to tap out, the freedom to, you know, to fucking maybe have a month to be lazy. You know, there's that on that side of it as well. Not just going, picking up and going, just like to say fuck it for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a kid, I guess people do it, but if you're trying to be a good fucking dad, there's no week where you go, I'm going to throw my hands up and go fuck it and mm-hmm. not care and not clean or not fucking, you know, go to work or make money or try to further your career or, you know, that shit is always fucking right there in the back of your mind going, fucking feed me, fucking give me video games, clothe me. And that's Kim. And I got the kid, too. It's out of control. We'll do another Instagram question. Here we go, doggies. John Bungle King wants to know, have you seen the UK roast battles? Is it just me, or are they too fucking polite and super shitty? I need some dead parents to be insulted in my roasts. Zach, you posted something on Instagram today. Pull up Zach's Instagram. There was a chick, I guess, roasting. And
holy
that's,
shit.
Yeah, it was, I showed Kim. That's how funny that Instagram post was.
She was battling Alex Edelman.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Edelman was battling in England?
Yeah.
We should go over and just fuck. You know what we should do?
Dude, the jokes are so weak.
When is it on? Is it live?
Know. I've been watching it on
God,
YouTube.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Look at her. Yeah, he goes, "This Zach posted a picture of this chick, and then he posted, was watching Roast Battle UK, and now I realize how British actors feel when their parts get recast in American versions. And it's a chick who looks just like him, like a hotter version of Zach, barely.
Oh, after her first joke, she takes all that off. She has a gold leotard under.
Yeah.
It is tough. But all the jokes, like, literally.
It's funny because I call you a gold leotard.
Like, the jokes were literally, it was like, guy was battling a Chinese guy, and he did literally, like, you know, after I roast him, I'm going to be hungry an hour later type thing. It was just, like, street jokes.
Yeah.
Very, very. They have a lot of leeway for that in England, doing, like, hacky street jokes.
I bet this guy's mom doesn't make tasty crumpets. Battle, battle, battle. This guy's family's never even seen Big Ben.
His mom really sits around the flat.
What is the sound of, like, the London sirens? Meow, meow.
This guy really likes to smoke fags, if you know what I mean.
I mean, like a cock, like they say it in America.
You know, you get it. All right. What we should do is we should roast UK roast battle. Let's do it. Like, yep, we'll get Eli. We'll get a couple more of the battlers. We'll sit down and we'll go episode by episode, and we'll just go. We'll hashtag roast UK roast battle, and all the New York roasters will just literally write. Like, we'll take a day and just write all the jokes and then just obliterate them with fucking hilarious, clever shit.
I would love to do that.
How great of an idea is that?
That's funny.
How fucking great of an idea is that?
I'm in.
100%. Let's do it this weekend.
You should just go off Saturday. The dome to prove that you're that much better.
No.
No. That's not the best way to do that.
No. You want to fucking take the time jokes. And write jokes and destroy them. Because it'll be, I'm telling you right now, like, New York roast battlers are the fucking best. And I've written with you guys. I mean, and I'm telling you, if we sat down and just took 3 hours, we could go to every episode and just write fucking like 10 episodes, 10 jokes. So funny.
That would be funny.
Oh, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. And we're going to fucking crush them. And then you know what? And then I will be the catalyst for US versus UK roast battle, which will be a season of the TV show.
Well, finally one we can win.
we get slaughtered.
Yeah. Everywhere we go, we just get destroyed.
Jesus Christ. New York cannot win anything under pressure. Okay. So let me go to Twitter. Oh, wait. You know what? I had another one on Instagram real quick. We're going to wrap up here in a minute. What troubles did you see when you had to celebrate your child's birthday and you have a new girlfriend? My chick's mad because I'm going to be organizing a party with my baby mama and other stuff. That's an interesting question.
I mean, who doesn't like Chuck E. Cheese?
Kim, well, here's the thing. Kim wasn't involved with his birthday party. Had you met him at that point?
Yeah, but just I had
maybe
barely,
once or twice.
Yeah, not enough to even even be a problem.
Here's the thing, right? You have
of
to
me not being involved.
Wait, so is it a problem with his new chick? She's mad because I'm gonna be organizing part of the movie. Yeah, that's crazy shit. Here's the thing: you got to set the parameters fucking early, and this is something that me and Kim talked about very early. Like, no girl had ever met my son before. No woman that I had dated had ever fucking even said hello to my son. You know, I'm very protective of my kid, and to be honest with you, I'm not bringing fucking different chicks into my kid's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the way it's going to work for me. So it was a big deal, you know, when Kim was moving here. She met him after she moved here. She didn't even meet him before she moved here. It was like a fucking... She literally met him a month ago for the first time. But you kind of have to be clear about the parameters, and it's not an easy thing necessarily. It was a weird thing for a little while because you hadn't met my son, and... You know, I think I was pretty clear that, hey, I'm not just introducing anybody to my son. I have to be sure that this is going to be something that's going to, you know, be lasting. And the most important thing is raising your kid the right way. And if you're new chick, your new chick should just understand that. Like, immediately, as soon as you say to your new chick, like, hey, I have to raise my kid and I have to respect my son's mother at the same time. And we have to come up with kind of rules and a way to co-parent together. In order to make my kid's life happier, which is the truth. Mm. If your new chick doesn't respect that, then she's got to fucking go.
Also, what kind of weirdo doesn't want, like, an easy out of going to a child's birthday party?
I get it, dude. There's, like, I'm assuming there's a weird level of jealousy. It's probably on him. It's the way that he's communicating versus anything else. Because he's got to set that parameter.
And she's also got to be aware enough to know what's going on and to know, like, how happy families are. And
yeah, you got to fucking...
She's, like, an adult in an adult relationship. She should understand.
Even if you're a shitty dad, just use that as the excuse. Use the kid's happiness as the fucking excuse, right? If you don't want to deal with the shit from the chick, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say, hey, dude, like, I'm not going to fight with you over this. I got to plan a party with my son's mother. Simple as that, you know. Where you know, if you don't have the relationship there, and the mother doesn't get along with the new girlfriend, it's not really the new girlfriend's place to be offended by that. You know, it's like, no, the kid's got to be happy.
Well, she shouldn't be offended by that, but she shouldn't be giving you shit.
Her ego can't. Her ego isn't more important than your kid fucking having a great birthday party.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's that. As simple as that. And anybody that cares about their kids knows that.
And if the girlfriend was smart, she'd just start buying that kid cooler toys, and then eventually it's just like, I want so and so there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that's how it's gonna go.
Ashley Butterfield on Twitter says, thoughts on Yamanika versus Doug. I'm going to talk about this on Legion of Skanks tonight extensively. We got Anthony Cumia coming on, and Yamanika Saunders was on the bonfire last night with Doug Stanhope and Big J and Dan Soder. Doug Stanhope had just left Anthony and Artie's show. I had just done Artie and Anthony with Doug and Jim Norton. Had a really crazy time. He was hammered when he left that show, and he left to the point where we were like, okay, all right, Doug. I'm not saying we were happy that it was gone. It just became a little more cohesive. He was starting to go off on the deep end, which, like, if me, Anthony, Artie, and Jim, and I'll put myself, like, I'll suck my own dick here, we're all really good broadcasters. Everyone there's a pro. Different levels. Those guys are fucking radio legends. I've been podcasting for years. I'm a really good broadcaster. We really reeled that in and made it very, like, entertaining, and we all kind of tag-teamed it. A less skilled group of people, if they had some people that weren't, like, that didn't have the same dynamic and couldn't gel, I shouldn't say less skilled, but just the same dynamic, would have had a problem with it. And I think what happened was, on the bonfire, Yamanika, she's a tough cookie, and she's got a strong personality, very opinionated. You know, Dan and Jay are being nice, trying to be friends with everybody. Doug's fucking hammered. there wasn't a dynamic. And also, Doug, we're not friends with Doug Stanhope like that. So it's not like we have this dynamic of broadcasting with Doug Stanhope where we understand the little intricacies of people's speech patterns.
Yeah, so like four guys who have worked together a bunch with, as opposed to two guys who have worked together a bunch.
Two guys and then a chick who's like Yamaneki, you watch her on the Roast Battles or any podcast, she's an off-the-rails type of performer and you have to reel her in. She's a tough person to kind of reel in as it is. And I we're going to really break this down tonight, so I won't spend a lot of time. But Kim, you listened to most of it with me as well. Zach, right. I'm assuming you listened to most of it. So we can give our quick opinions on it. Zach, what's your opinion, if you want to give yours first?
I feel like both nobody came out looking great in it.
Yeah,
I agree
with that.
I think that's the easiest way.
I agree.
I agree with that. The quick synopsis of what truly happened here, Doug was hammered. Yamaneki walked in. Got defensive and attitude-y very quick with Doug because she didn't really know who Doug was or what Doug does. You should know Doug Stanhope, hammered, is going to say some fucked up. He's just kind of a shoot from the hip type of comic. He says fucked up things. Yamaneki should have been prepared for that and known that. So she got defensive very quickly, which it's like, yeah, and I love Yamaneki. I'm friends with her, but it's like, you know, when you're going into an environment with multiple personalities, different comedians from different parts of the world, different fan bases, you have to play the game a little bit more, and you can't be defensive, and you can't. And very quickly, she got defensive. Like, she started giving him a little bit, like little snippets of attitude. And I think Doug started sniffing up on that after a little while, like, and then he started giving her attitude back. And it was this weird thing of like two people who should never be hanging out. In a million years, Doug Stanhope and Yamaneki, I would never in a million years mix those two together, ever. Yeah. Such different sensibilities, such different people. You know, then it came down to a true misfucking understanding. A true misunderstanding. Yes. Doug asked her a question. They were talking about the whole rape and Me Too moment. And Doug asked her, do you think a guy has ever regretted fucking you afterwards? And she was like, no. And he was like, well, you're delusional. And she took it as him calling her fat. He was saying that everybody on every side...
Delusional's my cousin.
Delusional Saunders. Everybody on every side has had regrets. This is what the point he was making. I'm telling you, because I listened to it very much like, what the fuck happened here? Because I had heard about it. You know, and she took it the wrong way. But I will say, Doug was also being shitty to her as well. They were both being very shitty to each other. And... Mm-hmm. She got overly defensive. But Doug's not really innocent there either. He was kind of just being shitty and being dismissive. He called her lady instead of calling her and addressing her by her name.
And she had to tell him like four or five times what her name was.
He's like, you got like eight names. And you're like, well, no, actually, I've been doing comedy for 17 years. Yamaneki's been doing comedy for nearly two decades. She's very successful. Don't get it twisted. Comedy is a long game. You know, I've been doing comedy for 13 years. And if I have a chip on my shoulder when people fucking try to big dog me and talk down to me. And there was moments on Anthony's show where I felt like Doug almost like did the thing where he was almost like talking down to me. I just turned it into, he was hammered. So I knew it was like, I wasn't taking it personally. So I turned it into like ball busting and I just kind of gave it back to him. And then we throw it to Artie and it was a very ball busty vibe. We're just a bunch of dudes who bust balls. So it never got personal. Nobody ever took it as a fucking... You know, thing, but no, I can tell that Doug looked at me differently than he looked at Jim Norton and Artie Lang and Anthony Kumiak. To be honest with you, he should have. Those are fucking legends in the world of broadcasting and comedy, and I'm a future legend. What am I supposed to do? You know? Am I supposed to compete? So, but that's what happened. I think that assessment.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
And then Doug left. You guys got to listen to it. Go listen to it. We're going to talk about it on Legion of Skanks tonight. We're going to listen to parts of it. We're going to talk to Anthony Kumiak about it, but. That was my opinion. They both came off kind of like assholes, but Yam was very thin skinned there, and it could have just been a funny thing, you know. So, whatever. Whatever's clever. Anything else, Shannon? Any other questions we want to do? Nope. Everyone's asking when I'm coming to Tampa. It's coming up. Tampa's coming up, baby. Don't you worry about that. Kim's family's from down there, so I'll be back in Florida soon enough, and. Typically, when I travel anywhere, like I like to set up shows, so we'll do a show in Tampa. Actually, what am I talking about? They fucking reached out. That club Side Splitters reached out to my agent, so I should be down there sooner than later, actually. And then anything else? Anything else? Somebody asked about Realize Podcast going 4 days a week. Yeah, we thought we'd have the studio open by December. We signed an original lease in September, and that was all pushed back by months. So now we're under construction. Realize Podcast will more than likely be going 4 days a week as a morning show. So, more news on that as it comes up.
Morning still being noon?
A little earlier, probably.
Yeah. Probably, I'd say 10 or 11, yeah, if I had to guess. Also, want to say real quick, before we end, let me just plug the network really quick. If you guys love the show, it's an incredible network. GasDigitalNetwork.com has 17 shows on the network. High Society Radio is one of the shows. Joss the Show, Believe You Me, Legion of Skanks. Roastmasters Live every Tuesday night from The Stand, which is an incredible live show to watch. All the shows, you could watch their live streams for free in standard definition on Gas Digital. Here's the cool part, okay? If you guys want the entire complete archive on demand, every episode of every show that we've ever done on the entire network across the board, when you want them, when you want to watch them, you can go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP. You get a free trial for 14 days. You save a buck per month, so it's only $6 per month. You get exclusive access to the entire on-demand archive. You get episodes 5 days before they go to iTunes. They're ad-free, commercial-free. You get the live chat. If you guys want to join the live chat during the live shows, you get the message boards. All of that extra bonus content, all for $6 a month. So go do it. And also the brand new Gomez tapes, which is my solo show that I always throw little gems, little fucking hidden gems, little secrets, little things I don't talk about on other shows. That's where you go to. That's where you want the real shit. Gomez tapes. It's in the bonus section on the Real Ass Podcast. I just released the third one. That's it, Shannon. Play us out, baby. Want to thank my guests today, Chris from Brooklyn. Thank you very much, my friend. Check out High Society Radio. Incredible show. Kim Congdon, love you, bib. Love having you on the show.
Thank you.
Check out her podcast, Stone Science. If you guys are fucking potheads, it's so stupid and funny. They do science. They're hot chicks that do science experiments while they get high. Is there anything better? I don't know. Zach Amico, love you, my brother. I am Shannon Lee on Twitter. Zach, is that funny? It's just radio show. Kimberly Congdon at Louis J. Gomez at Gas Digital at Real Ass Podcast. We'll check you next week, Monday, motherfuckers. Real Ass Podcast. Bruh.
That's all, folks.